Islam, Islam, the universal religion. Islam, the universal religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to our viewers and listeners of Madani channel alhamdulillah once again Madani channel presents to you this beautiful and amazing series called Islam the universal religion diverse topics and subjects were discussed over the past few weeks dear viewers of Madani channel alhamdulillah and in today's episode and program we are going to try and speak about the sacrifices rendered and given by the pious predecessors for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jihan, the sacrifices of the awliya, of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. To what level and to what extent would they sacrifice and for what would they sacrifice? What would they sacrifice? For whom would they sacrifice? And when they do sacrifice, ultimately, what do they get back in return for the sacrifice that they render? This is what we are going to be speaking about. Stay tuned with us from now till the end of our episode. For the sake of invoking blessings and mercies, listen to this fragrant and beautiful narration with regards to Durood-e Paak, Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned by Allama Maulana Muzaffar Samarqandi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a great scholar. He says, I was lost one day in the forest, in the wilds. I could not find or make my way out of the place. And then he says that I suddenly met with a person who appeared before me. I never had seen him before that. And he says to me after making salam to me that if you had followed me, then you will make your way out of this place. So you can follow me. I then inquired and asked him as to what is his name because I assumed he could be Khidr alayhi salam. And when I asked him, he said to me, he is Khidr alayhi salam. I asked him, what about the person who's accompanied with you? He says he is Ilyas ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, two great Nabis of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the next thing goes on from there. He says, now follow me and I will take you out of this place. I know you are lost. And as they walked out, as Khidr alayhi salam was guiding Muzaffar Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then they began and started a conversation. In the conversation, Muzaffar Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked him, Khidr alayhi salam, tell me, have you ever met with the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal? And he replied in the affirmative, to say, yes, I have met with him. And then he asked him, surprisingly, okay, have you heard any hadith, any narration from him? He once again said, yes, I have heard the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrate a hadith to me as well. So he says, could you please narrate one hadith to me, which you have heard directly from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this intention that I could also convey the message of the most beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat Sayyiduna Khidr alayhi salam then said, I have heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the heart of the one reciting the durood never dies. Allah azza wa jalla frees his heart from hypocrisy. And the one who recites sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allah azza wa jalla shall open 70 doors of mercies upon that person. 70 portals of rahmah are opened upon that person just for reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad. Ek waqia sunte hain inshallah is waqia ke baad is qisse ke baad phir inshallah hum kalam ki janib jaate hain and it's quite important that we discuss this because we are speaking about a sacrifice, we are speaking about qurbani, we are speaking about attaining the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla and there are diehards out there, there are people that sacrifice their life. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam sacrificed their life, their wealth, their health, their everything for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Some sacrifice wealth and money. Some sacrifice their luxuries and comfort. whilst others sacrifice their high exalted positions of the world. Take for example, not one, Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had given up his kingdom for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He never looked back. Everything he had given up instantly. He left his kingdom. He left his position. He left his seat. All of this was only to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why? Because he had attained the ma'rifah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, the minister of Khalif Harun Rashid, as well, his name was Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Look at him. One day he was sitting next to Khalif Harun Rashid and he asked, Ya Sayyidi, O the Khalif of the Muslims, if someone requests you to return him his slave who has come to you after running away from him, so will you return him his slave? Kisi ka ghulam aapke paas bhaagta hua aa jaye, aur wo jo malik hai aapke paas aakar ki ye kahe ki please return my slave back to me, will you not return his slave back to him? Khalif Harun Rashid replied in the positive and he said, yes, zahir si baat hai, jiska maal hai usko hum wapas karenge, jahan se banda aaya mere paas usko main wapas kar dunga, I will return him back from where he came. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf rahmatullahi ta'ala humbly said, Ya Sayyidi, I am also the slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla who has come to you running away after the real master. Yes, my Khalik and my Malik is the real master and I have come to you after running away from him. Allahu Akbar, please leave me. Please allow me to go so that I could go back to him again. I could find my creator. I could please him and make him happy. Having heard this, Khalif Harun Rashid and all those people that were present there wept and cried. Khalif Harun Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala heard what he had to say. And then he said, he's achieved salvation amongst us. Oh people, Allah has forgiven him. He has achieved salvation from amongst us, whereas we are sitting here only looking at him. He says this, then the Khalifa of his time gave him ijazah permission to leave immediately. After attaining the permission to leave from the dear viewers of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf stood up, tied ihram. After tying his ihram, reciting labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Ye kehte hue aap Makkah Sharif ki janib tashreef le ja rahe hain, jaate bhi ja rahe hain, rote bhi ja rahe hain. Allahu Akbar. On his way to Makkah al Mukarrama, raste mein he met with Sayyidina Sufyan Sauri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who saw the dust on his hair, who saw that he was wearing no shoes, kapde phate purane ho chuke hain. Kon aa raha hai? Minister is coming. The minister of Khalifa Harun Rashid is coming in this way, like a slave himself, like a real beggar, like a destitute. Jo minister ho, uske kapde yu ho, uske pair mein joote tak na ho, uske baal yu ho. Allahu Akbar. So this personality, Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, ye wahi hai Sufyan Thawri, whose back was always hunched for his entire life. Allahu Akbar. One of his students' back was bent. And somebody asked him at the time of his death, Ya Sayyidi, himmat kabhi nahi hui aapse poochne ka ki aapka ye peeth kis tarah se aisa ho gaya? How did your back get bent like this? And then he says, who is saying this? Sufyan Sauri says this, that he's seen his ustad. He says that one day he was thinking and contemplating over the fact that his teacher was passing away. And his teacher was crying and saying, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I never worshipped you all my life properly. I never did justice whilst worshipping you. So maine apne ustad se pucha, Ya Sayyidi, 50 saal se to aap kaam hi to kar rahe hain. 50 saal se aap deen hi ki to khidmat kar rahe hain. 50 saal se aap qurbaniyan hi to de rahe hain. Itne namazein pad rahe hain. That man says, no, my namazes were not done correctly. I never performed ruku and sujood thoroughly, properly, wholeheartedly. I never enjoyed myself. Now my life is coming to an end and yet I have not got enough from namaz. I still want to perform more namaz and correct my salah and rectify it before my life is gone, but it's too late. Unko dekhne ke baad, after seeing him, instantly my back was cracked. People around me heard the crackling of my back and I became hunched back since then. I was hunched. Same Sufyan Sauri rahmatullahi ta'ala met with him and asked him, Oh, the minister of Khalif Harun Rashid, oh, Abdullah bin Musharraf, you came to the haram in this way. Is everything okay? Have you given up everything? What happened to you? Why are you looking like this as if you have traveled from the forests and jungles and look at your condition? Allahu Akbar, it was replied, oh, Sufyan. Abdullah bin Musharraf says to him, oh, Sufyan, in return for sacrificing the ministry, you're asking me, what have I achieved? Mujhe mila kya hai ye sab karne se? To suno, mujhe kya mila hai? What I have attained, what have I gained after sacrificing the ministry? Then listen, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me with His pleasure, which I am experiencing right now. When the great Islamic scholars of the sacred haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they learned, Allahu Akbar, Khalif Harun Rashid's minister is here. So they all made their way to him. They came and greeted him after seeing his weakness and dust covered all over his body. Seeing his condition, they asked, and who is asking? The Aimma Ikram, the great Mashaykh and Ulama of the Haram Sharif, then asked, Allahu Akbar, as to what is the condition? Why is your condition like this? How did you endure the trouble of the journey in the plain in which no shade, no water? How did you make it all the way here? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Musharraf, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, replied, how does the criminal slave whose heart is taking him to the door of his master come to the court of his master? Allahu Akbar. If I had the power, I would have come headlong. I would have come walking upon my head. Saying this, he started to cry and weep again. Itna roya aap, itna ahuzari farmaya aapne, aansu bahaye, Allahu Akbar. And when he was asked as to why he was weeping, he replied, I have sent my helper before me. Perhaps his intercession will be accepted. I sent my helper before I came to Makkah Sharif. And shayad ab tak to, my helper who came before me, his intercession and shafa'at in my favor may have been accepted by now. So when he saw the blessed Baytullah, the Kaabatullah Sharif, he raised a loud cry and departed this world lifetime. He departed from the dunya and world. He appeared in television. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Without any reason, without any sabab, may Allah Azza wa Jalla also forgive our sin. Kaash aisa ho jaye ki bas jitne bhi humne aaj tak gunah kiye duniya mein, saghira ho, kabira ho, chote ho, bade ho, whether those sins were committed in the darkness of the night or in daylight, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us our sins. Amir al-Ahlus-Sunnah says,
be sabab e khuda kar de bakhshish, حشر میں مجھ سے کرنا پرسش، بے سبب اے خدا کر دے بخشش، حشر میں مجھ سے کرنا پرسش، نام غفار مولا تیرا ہے یا خدا، تجھ سے میری دعا ہے، نام غفار مولا تیرا ہے یا خدا، یا خدا، تجھ سے میری دعا ہے.
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, this parable was just to make you learn and know that if you never heard about a person stepping down from position, you will learn from Islam how people left their positions only to attain the pleasure of Allah. There are people who are holding on to positions for the worldly matters and worldly sake. Dunyavi hukmaran ya dunyavi aise muamalat honge, aise situations honge ki hum apni seat ko nahi chhodna chahte hain. Sometimes you get a person who is sitting on a certain position. Through the blessings of Huzur-e Pak, you may be a nigran, you may be a CEO of your company, but we can't serve justice, we can't do the right things as being head in charge. And at the same time, we don't desire to leave those positions. Stuck in it. It's the long hopes of this world, the luxuries, the wealth, the salaries, all of that makes you enjoy life. Allahu Akbar. Allah may maaf farmaye. But look at these pious predecessors, how they kicked aside the luxuries of this world. They kicked it aside. They never needed this. Sahaba ikram, awliya ikram, the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they as well do your views of the channel. So there are two things here. One is to sacrifice. One is to render a sacrifice. One is to make a sacrifice. One is to give a sacrifice. And the other is for who do you do that? If you do this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this world belongs to you. Everything then becomes yours. Everything then is yours because you became the masters. When you become fana fillah, when you completely destroy your being for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, meaning you only regard Him as haq and reality and you are nothing but it is only Allah Azza wa Jalla that exists and you only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His pleasure, then these secrets will then open. Then the reality will be shown to you, dear viewers of Madani channel. Remember the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed companions and our pious predecessors, all these saints alayhi ridwan made sacrifices as per their rank and status. And this act of making sacrifices is still going on and it will continue till the day of judgment, dear viewers of Madani channel. In the age of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, sacrifices were also given. Have you not known about the sacrifice of Habil and Qabil? How they sacrificed? Allahu Akbar. It was a sacrifice. And this sacrifice has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Park, has been described in the books of Ahadith. But they are not this there for a parable. Dear viewers, these parables are there for us to learn, for us to understand, contemplate. And when time comes for you to make even a small sacrifice, keep behind your mind the sacrifices of these people. It will teach you what niyat to have when you sacrifice. It will teach you how to sacrifice. And it will also show you, once you have sacrificed, how should you be as a Muslim. The problem is that we are sacrificing, we are giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the other hand, we are bombarded with attacks of shaitan from all sides. Some people have ostentation, null and void, whatever you're given. So charity given in the path of Allah was done by the Anbiya alayhi salam and the awliya and salihin. This act today you and I, we are following. But because the lack of sincerity is there, you know, khulus, ikhlas ke saath kaam karna, ye jab na ho, to pura maqsad hi change ho jata hai. Phir jab maqsad logo ko dikhane ke liye ho, phir jab maqsad shohrat ke liye ho, izzat ke liye ho, bulandi ke liye ho, rifat ke liye ho, to dunya mein to mil hi jayega. This will be given to you in the world, but a person will then be deprived in the hereafter. I wanted to mention the parable of Habil and Qabil, though this is mentioned in the month of Qurbani and many other times. But inshallah, we will be reminded with regards to this beautiful parable, which has amazing lessons to learn. Not just a story, but with the story, there is a valuable lesson I want you to extract out of this parable, dear viewers of Madani channel, and implement in your life. To know more about this, inshallah, and about the lives of our pious predecessors and the awliya and salihin, inshallah, we have some time. We are going to be discussing that. For now, we are going to be shifting and drifting towards this beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Kalam sunte hain, to dil madina madina ho jata hai, inshallah. Enjoy this kalam until we are back and we will narrate the parable of Habil and Qabil. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se puche Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e janana, ae jalwa-e janana. Jana na aka tu shamma iris کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، ہر دل بن میں خانہ، ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ، ہر دل بن میں خانہ، ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نا، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا، اے جلوہ جانانا، اے جلوہ جانانا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، ہاں پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، جلوائے جانانا، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، ہاں بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا، اے جلوہ جانانا۔ جلوائے جانا نا. وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ, وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ, وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ, وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ. اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ, اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ. آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے, سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری, سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری, تا حشر رہے روشن نوری شانہ, تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ. آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے, عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانانا, اے جلوائے جانانا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, alhamdulillah, we were listening to this beautiful kalam, mashallah. So now as we come back to our discussion, as we were having, Habil and Qabil that we mentioned earlier, their parable in a nutshell goes something like this. Habil and Qabil both are the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. As we know this, it is said that the first person who committed murder on the earth is Qabil, and the first person who was murdered is Habil. So the parable that mentioned in the books of Tafaseer and history, dear viewers of Madani channel, is something like this in a nutshell, right? So Sayyidatana Hawa radiallahu anha would give birth every time to twins. So one baby boy and one baby girl. The baby boy of one pregnancy was married to the girl of the other pregnancy. So following this tradition, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to marry Qabil with Liyuza, who was born with Habil. Remember, as we said, so one son of one pregnancy will marry the daughter of the other pregnancy. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam intended to marry Qabil, the one who murdered his brother. Qabil, he wanted to marry him with Liyuza, but he did not want to marry Liyuza. He felt that Aqlima was more beautiful simply because he was attracted to her beauty, and he just continued arguing on this point that he wanted to marry Aqlima and not Liyuza. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam tried to explain this to Qabil by telling him various things, but he refused completely. At the end, they both had to sacrifice, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam commanded both them to sacrifice. In those days, if heavenly fire would come, descend to the ground and engulf the sacrifice that's to be rendered. And whoever's sacrifice will be engulfed by the fire that will come, a ball of fire that will descend from the heavens, then that meant to say that this person's sacrifice was accepted. Habil presented goat, Qabil presented wheat, and so on and so forth. And when both of them presented their sacrifice, dear viewers of Madani channel, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar, the fire descended from the heavens and engulfed the sacrifice of Habil, leaving Qabil's wheat just like that, untouched. Allahu Akbar. After this, he just flew into the rage of anger, furious, completely angry. He developed malice, hatred, anger, and he made an intention, I'm going to murder you now. Saying this, what did Habil say to him? Sayyidina Habil radiyallahu anhu heard him off and said to him, that is fine, brother. We sacrifice and we give this for the sake of and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And I have done this and sacrificed for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Acceptance of sacrifice is from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he accepts the sacrifice of only pious and sincere people. And he further said to his brother, if you had been pious, your sacrifice must also be accepted. Or would have got accepted. But you are not even sincere in what you're doing. You're doing this out of jealousy and anger and malice. Allahu Akbar. So the yardstick was measured, or this was mentioned, Allahu Akbar, that from those days, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam zamana, us time se lekar ke aaj tak kitne hazaro lakho million years have passed, sacrifice is being given by every person. Every day we have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice without giving this qurbani and sacrificing for the sake of Allah, sacrificing your time, your wealth, your health, your money, your business, to give, to take the chance to give in the path of Allah, to assist, to help, to boost this deen. You have to sacrifice, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Do you know Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam sacrifice with their lives, not only with their time, they given their zindagi and life. They dedicated everything that they had for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And wherever you are, be motivated to sacrifice in terms of finance like the Sahaba Ikram. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf, who's also another companion who had been given the glad tidings of Jannati in this dunya, being a Jannati. He sacrificed and once gave 4,000 dinars in charity. Once he gave 40,000 dinars, golden coins, in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Once he gave 500 horses to Mujahideen who fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Once he gave 1,500 camels in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he gave, or he made a will to give 50,000 dinars in charity. Allahu Akbar. At the time of his demise, when he was about to pass away, he made a niyat of 50,000 dinars, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Once he gave, or once he fell ill, he made a will to give 1/3 of his entire wealth in charity. But later on, when he recovered, he gave himself in the path of charity himself. Allahu Akbar. He radiallahu anhu himself gave the wealth in charity, that same 3/4 or 1/3 of the wealth, though he recovered. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, so much can be said, Allahu Akbar, but time is always of the essence. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will be back with another episode. Until then, take care, be good, do good. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam, the universal religion. Islam, the universal religion.